AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama speaks at the UN 2 hours from now. Following him, 45 minutes later, Russian President Vladimir Putin. Later today, the two men will meet for the first time in nearly a year. Our Mark Smith is traveling with President Obama and joins us live now.
Rita, after giving Putin the cold shoulder for the carve-up of Ukraine, the president will sit down with him today, largely because of Syria. The Russian says his military buildup there is to counter the Islamic State group, but Obama advisor Ben Rhodes says the fear is he's propping up Bashar Assad.
If there is a political transition in which Assad leaves, frankly, we have the opportunity to better focus on going after ISIL.
But first, Obama will use his General Assembly speech to call for concerted action to aid the refugees now flooding Europe. Rita?
Our Mark Smith live in New York with President Obama. Iraq says it needs to share intelligence with other countries, including Russia, Syria, and Iran, in order to defeat the Islamic State group. Iraq's prime minister says Baghdad is glad that Russia wants to fight the militants, and it has responded by establishing an intelligence cell that also includes Iran and Syria. Pope Francis has bid farewell to the United States.
May God bless you all. God bless America.
And after leaving Philadelphia and boarding the papal airplane for Rome, Francis told reporters that the warmth of the welcome he received here in the U.S. surprised him. He gave thanks that there were no incidents while he was here and said Americans were all well-behaved and normal. Those are his words. German prosecutors are opening an investigation of former Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn. They'll be looking to see what his role was in the VW emissions rigging scandal. This is AP Radio News. A study sponsored by the National Cancer Institute has some good news for some breast cancer patients. Our Shirley Smith reports.
The study says many women with early stage breast cancer can safely skip chemotherapy. That's due to a gene activity test that identifies which tumors are fueled by hormones. Those that are likely to respond so well to hormone blocking drugs that chemo just doesn't add much else. In fact, for them, there's less than 1% chance of the cancer popping up somewhere else within the next 5 years. One expert says there is really no chance that chemotherapy could make that number any better. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Some Americans were lucky enough to see the lunar eclipse last night. 10:11 Eastern time last night. The lunar eclipse combined with a supermoon. That's a moon that's slightly bigger and brighter than usual and appears to be a little bit reddish. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.